Excerpts from Agnes Parsons' Diary. April 11, 1912, New York, New York. Abdu'l-Bahá's steamship, Cedric, reached New York Wednesday night, April 10, 1912. Many Baha'is were at the wharf to greet him. But the passengers were not permitted to leave the ship until late Thursday morning because of illness in the steerage. The Baha'is were there early, and Abdu'l-Bahá sent them a message not to wait, that he would see them later at the hotel, but they would not go away. When the reporters boarded the Cedric off quarantine, they found Abdu'l-Bahá on the upper deck. He was dressed in a long, flowing black oriental gown underneath, which was another of a light tan color. On his head, he wore a snow-white turban. He gave the reporters a hearty welcome, and he proved such a good talker that there was no occasion to ask questions. He talked of newspapers, of women's suffrage, of universal peace, of religion, and of Persia. When the Cedric was opposite the Statue of Liberty, Abdu'l-Bahá extended his arms in a salute and referred to his own long exile in Syria. The skyline of New York greatly interested him. He called the skyscrapers the minarets of the Western world's commerce and industry. Many were on the pier to greet him. He, however, shrank from the public reception and asked through Dr. Aminullah Farid that they go away, saying that he would meet them at the hotel in which he will stay in the afternoon. I gave Mirza Ahmad Sohrab a letter to Abdu'l-Bahá. I received a letter from Mirza Sohrab, dated April 12th, saying Abdu'l-Bahá seemed inclined to stay at an apartment, coming to the house, Agnes Parsons, each day for meetings and appointments, and he enclosed a tablet from Abdu'l-Bahá, kind and loving, but making no promises.